Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest today is Jerisa Wren. She's the founding president of the Southern Oregon Chinese Cultural Association, which is hosting the Lunar New Year celebration in Jacksonville. Welcome, Jerisa.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure.
So tell me about the Lunar New Year celebration in Jacksonville.
Okay, so the Lunar New Year celebration this year is taking place on Saturday, February 15th. It'll be going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll happen in about six locations in downtown Jacksonville. But the main area will be the Jacksonville City Hall grounds. We will have about 27 booth exhibitors on the grounds outdoors. And then upstairs in the beautiful assembly room, we'll have, four or five performances, all different kinds of dances, songs, and musical, visual journeys through Asian cultures. And then on the front door steps, we'll have some really, really loud and energetic performances ranging from lion dance, dragon dance, karate, martial arts, and of course, the Japanese drumming. And then the other locations, we have the library, the Jacksonville Community Center, and also a artist workshop location called the Miner's Bazaar. So altogether, we're going to have about 27 booths and 17 different performances, presentations, book talks, games, you name it. We've got it. It's for everybody, young and beyond at heart.
So when does it start and when does it end?
10 o'clock in the morning it starts. It'll be kicked off with the lion and dragon dance at that time. And then the day will end at 3 p.m.
So what kind of activities are there for the whole family? And if I'm bringing my family, how do I plan it?
First of all, go to the Saka Information booth. That's going to be booth number 27. It sounds like it's very far in. Actually, it's the first booth as you walk up to the City Hall ground. Grab a brochure, or you can get it on the website, socca.us, before you go. And we also will have QR codes posted everywhere. So, and then you can take a look. All the activities are family-friendly games. You know, kids are usually, the first thing they go to is our dragon jump house. And that's very, very popular for the little ones. But we've got kids' activities for the really young ones. We have people who love arts and crafts, and they will be happy to know there are several Pan-Asian arts and crafts that will be exhibited, and including a lot of hands-on opportunities. And, of course, there are going to be games. And for the history-minded, you know, at the library, there will be all kinds of history presentations from Chelsea Rose from SOU to Dr. Russell Lowe, an author from Portland, to talk about Oregon's early Chinese-American history. And, of course, we have, you know, songs and dance, Filipino dance, Japanese dances. And for the teenage kids, St. Mary's will have a performance that even has K-pop with Korean music and things of that nature. So everything is family-friendly. So I don't think you will be missing something else in terms of trying to get a quick crash course on Asian culture. And because we cover several Asian cultures.
It sounds like quite an immersive experience. If I'm out there all day, what am I expected to eat?
We have three food trucks. And you have, of course, you've got the downtown restaurant, but right on the ground, there will be three food trucks, you know, two Asians, another Peruvian, which is by popular demand. So you're not going to be hungry. There's going to be all kinds of opportunities to eat. And to enjoy the day.
Great. Well, you mentioned history, and I love history. I also love looking at life today through the lens of historical context. And so we're celebrating the Lunar New Year. Last year, or the last Lunar New Year, was the Year of the Dragon. What is this Lunar New Year?
This is the Year of the Snake.
Well, tell me more about that. What kind of snake? I understand that there are multiple types.
So the Year of Snake, when you talk about these zodiac animal representations, that is very, very Chinese. So we're talking Lunar New Year. It's a Pan-Asian theme. So a lot of Asian cultures actually do not celebrate Year of the Snake, or they celebrate a different animal, right? And some of them, this is not even mentioned in, for example, Filipino culture or something like that. But anyway, in terms of the Year of the Snake, snake is, what do you think of when you think of snake, other than it's slimy, it's slithery. It's very flexible, very quick, very adaptable. And so most people say, oh, snake is scary and this and that. Actually, we put a really, really good slant on it in terms of Chinese culture, because you got to be able to adapt to your environment. You've got to be able to be flexible and smart and quick. So those are some really good traits. But I want to make sure that people understand, you know, it is, when it comes to the zodiac animals, it is not celebrated across Asia. It's mostly Chinese.
So that's news to me. So when other Asian countries... Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, there are 16 cultures at least in Asia that celebrate Lunar New Year. And so, there's, you know, they you know, everything is, includes their own different cultural slant. That really, Lunar New Year is celebrating a new beginning, the arrival of spring. That is the basic theme. And everything's new, hope, you know, excitement, everything's growing, prosperity. That's the basic background.
My guest is Jerisa Ren. She's the founding president of the Southern Oregon Chinese Cultural Association, which is hosting the Lunar New Year celebration in Jacksonville on February 15th, starting at 10 a.m. Jerisa, how long is the Chinese New Year celebration? Well, we mentioned Chinese, but you said this is Pan-Asian. So the Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year celebration, I understand, goes, I think, 15 days. What does that translate across the Asian landscape?
Yeah, 15 days is typically, people start talking about the Lunar New Year, the Spring Festival. That's another term, by the way, for Lunar New Year, is Spring Festival. They start talking about it in the midst of the winter. You know, in December, people start celebrating, planning, gathering, celebrating the success of their businesses or family reunions. Things like that takes a while to plan and organize to take place. So sometimes we say 2 weeks, right? In the Chinese sense, goes from January 1st through the 15th. And the 15th is actually the what we call the Lantern Festival. And that's when everybody showcases their different lantern designs, and they have, you know, what we call tangyuan, sweet balls. You know, these little glutinous sweets in soup. It's a favorite thing that people eat on that day. But so that's about 15 days. Sometimes the companies will take a week off or 10 days off, and some people even celebrate throughout the whole month. So it's different, and it's just a whole period of welcoming something new and getting rid of cold winter, and that's sort of the theme.
So tell me about the history behind celebrating the Lunar New Year in Jacksonville.
So the Jacksonville, actually, we've had the Chinese New Year celebration for almost about 25 years, because it started in 2001. When we first started, that was when I first moved here. And 2001 to 2005, we had smaller scale celebration because it was just sort of me and my friends. Friends that I imported from Seattle or the Bay Area. And then in 2005, we formed the Southern Oregon Chinese Cultural Association. We call it SACA. From that year on, all the way through now, through last year, 2024, we were doing Chinese New Year until 2004. We changed it to Lunar New Year. And that's because we realized the growth of the Asian community here in Southern Oregon. If you look around, you know, you see more and more Asians, which is very different from when I first moved here in 2001. So it's been going on every year as Chinese New Year through 2023 to 2024, we change it to Lunar New Year. And so this year, 25, is our second Lunar New Year celebration. But all these celebrations have been taking place in Jacksonville because of the history here with the Chinese, you know, railroad workers and the miners and the commerce that happened in our area.
Well, speak a little bit more about that. The Chinese laborers for railroads and the miners in Jacksonville, that's a pretty significant history, isn't it?
It's very significant. In fact, you know, Jacksonville was one of the largest, if you will believe it, the largest Chinese communities, Chinatowns in Oregon back then. Mostly, you know, everybody knows the history about, you know, the discrimination and things that happened during that period of time. And a lot of people, the Chinese workers, came all the way from China. They do whatever they can to earn a living, send money home, and all of that. And, you know, the history, sometimes when I talk about these things, I kind of hesitate because it kind of put a knife in my heart thinking about it. But good thing is that people recognize what happened then, you know, with the Chinese Exclusion Act and with what Chelsea Rose was able to do to dig up all the, you know, the relics and the remnants that was left from that era. We know there was a huge Chinese community here, and the people made a significant contributions to the growth of our community, not just in Jacksonville, in Ashland, too, in some other parts of southern Oregon, and actually across Oregon. So, and that's why when we started doing this, we got a lot of support from people. Some people said, okay, you know, the past is past. Now we move forward. We need to recognize all the contributions that these people have made, and it's a history that we need to celebrate. And here's another thing. From a practical point of view, you think about it, you know, in the dead winter, in the middle of February, really not. There's not a whole lot of things happening in southern Oregon, correct?
That's correct.
Especially in Jacksonville. I mean, this is a little tiny town. And the merchants, you know, if you don't have people come to this town in the middle of winter, they don't do a whole lot of business. So that's another reason, you know, really, like I said, from a very practical point of view, is that this festival is very welcome because we bring families into town. We bring a lot of visitors, performers. So, it gives a lot of life to that this part of the year when we really are looking for things to do.
Well, I find it very ironic that there's a preservation of Jacksonville's downtown because there's a value in those buildings and the heritage that they represent. But as you just said, and we know that the Chinese population was a significant part of Jacksonville, and I think it is extraordinary that you're bringing people together, you're preserving that heritage, that culture, you're creating an economic impact, especially at a time when, you know, as you said, during the winter, when people are they're in need of it. So congratulations on that. And you're exposing people to the history and the heritage that is so important to this region.
Right. And, you know, one of the things is the reason we do it, we've been doing it for so long is because we kept telling ourselves our little board, Osaka is only, you know, a little board of 8 members, volunteers. And we've been doing this for 25 years. What keeps us going is we keep thinking, wow, if we don't do this, our kids in our area, they'll never get exposed to the outside world. You know, you go beyond these mountains. There's a lot of things happening that, you know, I think our people in this area, they, you know, while growing up, if we don't do something like this, I don't know. If you think about it, who has the opportunity to go see a Filipino dance?
Absolutely. Unfortunately,
you know,
Jerisa.
How about the Japanese taiko drumming? I mean, how, where would people know about these things?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And yeah. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today's exchange. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
Thank you and appreciate the opportunity. Come out and see us.
I will. My guest was Jerisa Wren. She is the founding president of the Southern Oregon Chinese Cultural Association, which is hosting the Lunar New Year celebration in Jacksonville on February 15th, starting at 10 a.m. I'm Mike Green.